Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How are you, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lauren?
Yeah, good, thanks. Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, name some equipment an equestrian might use, remove the second, third, and fourth letters, and reverse those that remain, and the result will be some more equipment an equestrian might use. What things are these? And the answer is stirrups. You drop the T-I-R and read the rest backward, you get spurs.
Ooh, that's difficult. Nevertheless, there were 1,228 correct entries, and this week's winner is Kevin Demko of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
Kevin, how did you figure this one out?
Well, neither me nor my hubby are horse people, but we put our heads together and thought about horse equipment, and we didn't think that there would be a lot of horse equipment out there. And he came up with stirrups, and I looked at it, and I said, I think you're right.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, about 11 years now, and I've just been waiting for this call for 11 years.
Well, it's great to have you on. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Everything puzzle related. Puzzles, crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, word games, and just enjoying retirement.
Well, Kevin, are you ready to play the puzzle today?
I am.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Kevin, we go from horses to dogs today. Every answer is the name of a breed or variety of dog. Here's your first one. What kind of dog is also a pugilist?
A boxer.
Very good. What kind of dog consists of an informal term for food said twice?
Food said
twice. It's the same word for food. It's the same word said twice.
Chow chow?
Chow chow. Good job. What kind of dog would become a brand of bottled water if you changed the first letter from T to P?
Terrier. Perrier.
Terrier to Perrier. Nice. What kind of dog would sound like a musical instrument if you change the first vowel sound from long E to long U?
Long E to long U.
So I'll tell you, it's two-syllable kind of dog. It's got floppy ears, and the first vowel sound is a long E.
Long E. Beagle.
Beagle to bugle.
Beagle
Good
to
job.
Bugle, yeah.
What kind of dog would become a brand of marker if you reversed the order of the last two letters?
Sharpei
to Sharpei. Ooh, you are sharp.
Wow. That's
what kind of dog has three H's in its nine-letter name?
Three-letter H's.
Yes.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Nice. What kind of dog contains somewhere within it the consecutive letters C-H-S-H?
Oh, Lauren, help me.
I mean, if you can spell Chihuahua, you can spell this one. I didn't know this was how you spelled it.
that may be my problem. C-H-S-H.
And it's a two-syllable name, and the first syllable ends with the S, and the second syllable starts with the H.
Oh, boy.
I think it might be a synonym.
Dachshund. Dachshund.
Dachshund. Good job.
Dachshund. You got it.
Well, what kind of dog contains a place in Canada as part of its name?
A place in Canada as part of its name.
Think of a region, and it's in eastern Canada.
A region in eastern Canada. I failed geography in school.
Actually, there's two answers, and one of them starts with N.
N?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
And then there's another one that starts with L.
Another one that starts with L.
I think it connects to Newfoundland.
Labrador. Labrador Retriever.
Labrador. Good job. And here's your last one. What kind of dog is an anagram of someday? S-O-M-E-D-A-Y.
A Samoyed.
That was so fast.
Well, wow. Because I'm great at anagrams.
Well, I think you showed that.
Thank you. Thank you, Will. I appreciate it. I love you, and I'm so glad you're on the road to recovery because we were so scared.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, I keep getting better and better. And
I know you
that.
Do. You're a member of our family, our NPR family, believe me.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, and now, Kevin, you are as well. Congratulations on playing the puzzle. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
That was Kevin Demko of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Okay, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. Name a place where games are played. Move the last two letters to the beginning. Change the new last letter to an H. And the result, sadly, is what you might have when you leave this place. So again, a place where games are played. Move the last two letters to the start. Change the new last letter to an H. And the result, sadly, is what you might have when you leave this place.
And when you have that answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 4th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. And if you are the winner, we will give you a call. So remember to pick up the phone. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Lauren.